Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Rocks the Footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Some of you just got that sports update. We can update that. He has won, Nick Kyrgios, beaten Rafael Nadal. So there we go. Nick Kyrgios has beaten the world number one just ahead of the US Open. Goes into the semis of Cincinnati. It's Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, James Hooper and Dan Ganane in for Tony Squires. And we are calling Newcastle versus Melbourne this afternoon. And, Gerds, you're doing – it's a long day for you as well.
Yeah, but I've called the last couple of Newcastle wins.
Yeah.
And Nathan Brown's rang up the network and asked if I could continue calling Newcastle games. No, but yeah,
even though you wanted him to be sacked earlier, you thought he'd be the first one gone. Remember, first coach to be gone, you said...
No. You say that about every coach.
No, not at all.
You said it was about Paul McGregor as well.
Oh, yeah,
you threw me under the bus there. Now you throw me under the bus that I wasn't even on the street.
Actually, you know what? I know who it was now. It was me.
There you go.
That's
one of your best touches of all time.
Really good, huh?
And no, but you know
just
what?
Just couldn't wait.
Oi, the chairman was saying that he got me. Good on you, Brandon. We love you, mate.
Yeah, been enjoying doing the Newcastle games. Actually, really like the way that they play. And today's obviously going to be the biggest test of all.
Storm win. They win the Giltland Shield. Let's do this.
What does the fuck say? Fuck say. Fuck say. Yeah, fuck say. Give it to me, Jimmy Fox. I'm back from Queensland. I want more.
Dale, as a regular listener, can I say that when I'm driving, that is really off-putting when you do that.
Really?
Really, it's a bit too sexual chocolate for my liking.
I just go to a place where you don't expect me to go, you know?
Human resources have rung me about it a couple of times, Dan, but I've just left it outside off stump. Dan alluded earlier about the fact that there could be some really significant player news, and look, it relates to the Bulldogs captain, James Graham. Do you want to take a little listen to what Billy Harrigan had to say last night?
We'll get it in a moment here, but last night, we're calling the game.
Yeah.
And Billy just at half in the ad break actually just drops this, and I said, well, do you want to go to air with that? He said, I don't care. So this is what he said.
I heard a whisper today that James Graham signed with St George, so Brady, wherever you are, go and dig that one up.
He then went on to say it was a bloke at the pub who told him. So we've gone, oh, well, you're kidding yourself.
The bloke happened to be, you know, Douse, Peter Douse. Drinks at Billy's local.
So, Jimmy, what have you got? It's
good to see Billy showing some intestinal fortitude.
Oh, isn't it?
He loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, look, separate to Billy saying that on Triple M last night, I hadn't heard that until you brought it to our attention earlier, Dan. A bloke who works in rugby league rang me last night. He normally gets good information. And he said, mate, you might want to check this one out. I have heard that James Graham has signed with the Dragons. He hasn't signed. We need to stipulate that James Graham has not signed with St George Illawarra. However, we do know that the Bulldogs are currently in the midst of a fire sale. They are trying to offload a number of players. Their captain, James Graham, is the best paid player, will be the best paid player at the club next season. I think his contract, Dan, if that salary cap hits $9.4 million, it's going to be worth around $1.1 million or something like that next year. So it's a lot of dough. But to cut to the chase, the Dragons are keen. The Dragons are keen on getting James Graham
down
there.
Well, they've lost Packer, haven't they?
That's right. He's a ball-playing hard nut. He would fit into their club perfectly. He plays for the Poms with Gareth Widdop. They both represent England together. They're mates. Ian Millwood, who does the recruitment and a great job of it for the Dragons.
He certainly does.
He worked at St Helens, and James played under him at St Helens. So
that's right.
And he also lives at Oyster Bay, which is not that far from where the Dragons' base is at Wollongong. And I think, crucially, my understanding is I don't think James really wants to up and move, say, to New Zealand or say to another club like that. So it's not done yet, Dan. But the way that it is tracking, I think that it's really going to start to develop over the course of the next week. And I wouldn't be surprised. A lot's going to depend on the Bulldogs.
How much they want the Dragons
to pay. It's how much the Bulldogs are prepared to tip in. That's what it's going to come down to. At the moment, I think the Bulldogs are sort of probably going to try and say, oh, well, we'll put three or four.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Robbie Farah thing, yeah.
I don't think given the Bulldogs situation, I don't think anybody will be amenable to that. I think that the Dragons will play hardball and they say, well, look, we're happy to, you know, we've got 500. We're happy to spend 500 on James Graham, and then they'll need to give him at least another season, if not two, on the back of it.
What we never take into consideration with James Graham, fellas, is he's old.
Yeah.
Because he was a decorated player when he turned up, and he has been an out-and-out star. Is he worth a long-term contract?
He's not that old.
How old is he?
He's 32. He's 32 at the end of this year. He's 32.
A lot of kilometres in the legs.
That's a lot of wear and tear. He came in as a 17, 18-year-old. A bit like, you know, Sam Burgess came in as a 17-year-old. Mate, and like, he's been to a lot of big matches. So he had a lot of long seasons, you know. How long has he been part of 6 or 7 grand finals?
He's always punched above his weight in the toughest position on the field. So I get where you're coming
from.
And
played finals every year, I think 12 years in a row. So that's extra games at the end of every season.
And then he plays test match football for England as well. Look, I think for the Dragons, it would be a really smart buy. If they can get him at the right price, I think it makes sense.
Well, look, I think, you know, I said the other night, we had Josh Reynolds on our Thursday show, who's very impressive, and he didn't sit on the fence. And I actually said to Josh, I said, mate, something's got to give there. But I think the best thing for James Graham, he needs a new change. If he wants to, the next couple of years, I reckon they have two real good seasons in him, even though he's getting a little bit... When you go to a new place, you just freshen up, and your body and the excitement, it just happens again. You know, he's been in that place for a while, the Dogs now, and you get a bit stale. And he's also been, you know, protecting and having answered questions about Dez and the board and stuff. Mate, if you go somewhere else and just play football for 2 years, you can do that. I've been there.
Can I ask you this, Hoops? You know, they're talking about Dez and his tenure out there, whether or not it seems to be a foregone conclusion that he's going to be moved on at some point. Yeah?
Yep.
That's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
Do you, if you're the Bulldogs board, do you try and get in the one of the potential candidates who's going to be coaching next year and say, hey, we've got James Graham here on this and we've got Aaron Woods coming in? I mean, what's your preference? I mean, do you start having those conversations? Is it almost ignorant not to acknowledge those things before the season starts next year? Because you might have coaches that come in that like what James does Graham as Briggs. Opposed to what Aaron does, and you might be saving a couple of hundred in the cap. And do you think that that's potentially going to happen out there at the Bulldogs?
It's such a licorice all sorts situation out there at Belmore at the moment, where Dez is in charge, yet you've got the chairman, Ray Deer, bringing clubs, trying to shop players. You've got the CEO, who's going anyway, Raylene Castle, doing the same thing. You've got elements of the board throwing their 2 cents.
Well done.
Well, mate, it wasn't her timing, Dan, in fairness. She was pushed.
I'm sure. Okay, those ones, tap on the shoulder. Yeah. We've all had those.
Well, I bet she's half glad that her time's ending there, because it's going to get dirty.
Well, it's going pear-shaped. Yeah, it's going pear-shaped. So to answer your question, Gerds, I don't think they will go down that road, because I think that...
Because the candidate, we all know who the candidates are, don't we?
Well, Dean Pay is one of the favourites for the job. Who else have you heard?
Well, no, well, that's what I'm saying.
The smoke is Trent Barrett. People keep saying that they might make a play for Trent Barrett.
But why would
has Trent he got Barrett, one more year in his deal,
yeah.
Trent Barrett?
He has, yeah.
Yep.
But if I was Trent Barrett, why would you want to take on that role now? He's just started to get the team that he wants, the squad that he wants over there at Manly. You wouldn't do that. I know it's about money and opportunities and stuff, but Dean Pay's your man. If Dez goes, which...
I agree. Look, Dean Pay, he understands the Bulldogs' DNA. He played there for many, many years.
Tough
won a comp
as
nails. There. Yeah, and he's done a great job with the New South Wales under-20s, and he's done his time working underneath a great head coach like Ricky Stewart. So,
and I'm hearing you.
All the Canterbury coaches, okay, so Hasler an outsider, but before, Kevin Moore, Chris Anderson, Steve Folks.
They've all got Bulldogs' DNA.
Yeah, so it would be stunning if they went 2 in a row non-Bulldogs people as their coach.
And I'm hearing, look, not for sure, but I'm hearing that Dave Ferner really wants a shot at that top job. So I'm not sure if this is going to be it, but he's looking for that NRL.
He's a good coach, Dave Ferner. He got the Raiders into the finals for many years when they had a roster that I don't think too many people gave that much of a chance. Yeah. So he'd do a good job.
All right, so we think, just to put a full stop on it, that it's not done by a long shot, but it's very much on track.
It's not done, but it is absolutely... I think it's going to start to really go into the outside fast lane next week.
Well done,
and
Billy.
I wouldn't be surprised if... It does happen.
All right, beautiful.
Aside from that, tonight, massive game. The Sharkies up there against the Cowboys. The young gun, I think Jaden Brayley is going to be back. The young hooker. Okay. So he obviously busted his jaw going back a couple of months now. He's had to do a fair bit of time out. But I think massive inclusion for them in the middle of the field. You know, they've really, that's an area where, especially against the Broncos last week, the Broncos really hit them there.
Yeah, he's got a real good work ethic, hasn't he? And I mean, we know that Seguirao is obviously, you know, really good. But I think he comes on and he adds something off the bench. But yeah, Brayley had an enormous start to the season and give him a little bit more stability through the middle.
Yeah, another big in tomorrow, Dan. Trent Merrin will be back for the Penrith Panthers. So I don't know whether they'll start with him or whether Anthony Griffin might decide to bring him off the interchange bench. And for the Eels, Bevan French, Wendell touched on it earlier. Bev's going to have to miss a couple of weeks with that hamstring issue. So I don't think we'll see Bevan French again before the finals. But on a positive note, I think Corey Norman should be okay.
Geez, if they had their time over, they would have rested him for Gold Coast.
And we've seen it, Dan, we were there. Mate, Will Smith, mate, I didn't know he had that in him. I knew he was not a bad player, but he was, mate, he was quick, he was strong. He just, he set the world on fire.
Beautifully done. Well done, Jimmy. Let's take a song. We'll come back on the other side. This is the Saturday Triple M show here on Triple M, and we do it for Brighton's Lawyers. Yes, indeed. Saturday Triple M footy, stations up and down the East Coast. You've got Gerds, Wendell and Jimmy Hooper, Dan Ganane as well.
Boys, I know that you only jammed me up before about the Coogee Pavilion, because, you know, after tonight I'm going home tomorrow. My wife texts me and she goes, "What's this about the Coogee Pavilion?" and I said, "No, babe, I'm going home to do all the housework you told me to do. So, boys, please don't stitch me up. Please don't do that."
No, come on, of course he's going home. Sometimes we just forget we're on radio.
You stitch yourself up sometimes, though, Big Unit. You did walk into it a little bit.
I don't think these boys mentioned Coogee Pavilion.
But yeah, someone did at the end.
I think I might have. After the time you threw me under the bus, I just thought I'd throw one back. Right,
don't worry, Tara. He's only hanging out with a couple of All Blacks, so it's fine.
Kia ora. Actually, insane. We'll talk about that later. Good luck to the Wallabies today. I want them to go really well. I'm being honest. There's a real sad sort of feel around about our rugby at the moment, just because we can't win the Super Rugby game against the Kiwis. Everyone thinks we're cannon fodder tonight.
They've given it to the All Blacks out here this week.
I know.
The media, they've been hammered. They've been absolutely hammered.
Yeah. But I just think this is the time for the Wallabies to change.
Okay, there's two players that have had extramarital affairs, right? Is it newsworthy?
EMAs. I guess given the contest, so one these days, is it? I mean, they're not talking about rugby anymore, are they? For the pure fact that we don't really compete that much anymore, do we? So it used to be, their build-up used to be all about, you know, the contest, but now I guess these other things off to the side are a little bit more interesting and probably sell more papers. So, yeah, look, it's just, it's journalism hoops, isn't it?
The world that we live in nowadays, Dan, means that if people who are involved in these types of issues decide that they want to sign stat decks and come forward and leak text messages and all that sort of thing, then if you're a superstar, highly paid athlete representing your country, playing in the NRL, playing in the AFL, whatever sport it may be, if you're going to get into one of those style of situations, then you need to be prepared that the sky could collapse.
You know what I do feel sorry for? You know when a couple weeks ago when Bryce Cartwright thing came about, I think we spoke about it. Mm. I just felt sorry for all concerned. Like, they didn't actually name the girl, and then because it was Bryce's ex, you know.
So that story had nothing to do with sport, really, except that it was a sporting figure. What makes the All Blacks story, I think, a sports story, is the fact that the New Zealand Rugby has reopened the investigation on Aaron Smith. So therefore, that becomes a sports story because he might be disciplined. And Jerome Kano, who was implicated today as having an extramarital affair, was dropped during the week. So all of a sudden, well, we don't know why. Yeah, now, the official reasoning was he's 34, we're moving on, we didn't beat the British and Irish Lions, but it does open the possibility that, hang on, are these players now, are they...
He's been a damn good player for many years, Jerome Kane.
Oh, unbelievable, yeah. Him and Liam Messi.
So I got to say, I was surprised when I saw that he had been dropped. And in relation to Aaron Smith, not only that, but I think you'll find the incident that he was involved in, Dan, he was at the airport about to depart for an overseas tour. So that also
he was in All Blacks uniform.
Yeah, that also means that it is a sports story if people like this want to come forward.
Culture's a highly used term these days too, boys, isn't it? And, you know, is there a better sporting team worldwide that has better culture than the All Blacks?
I think that,
you know, the organisation need to step in there and make people accountable quick, smart, because, you know, they don't want to tarnish that. Well, they've worked hard to get that sort of reputation.
Who's the best All Black you played against, Dil?
Oh, that's a good question, because I played against Tarn, I played against Jonah. I think for me, I think Richie McCaw.
Yeah.
You know, Danny Carter, Richie McCaw for me. But when I grew up, like, I was a league man, but I'd always actually used to watch the All Blacks. I'd love the Ellers and Campbell and that. But for me, Zinzan Brook, John Kerwin, these guys, You know, when I was
Grant Fox.
Yeah, but when I was over in Hong Kong, there's still that, like, sort of, you know, sports fanatic schoolboy that you are. Michael Jones was there.
Michael Jones.
I know.
Was he the one that wouldn't play on Sundays?
Didn't play on Sundays. Mate, the original, because of his religious belief.
And he's so humble, and you're in Hong Kong, and you just sort of...
You two would have got on well.
Oh, no. There's number three, Tom of the most. But then I just sort of said, do you mind if I get a photo with you? And he goes, oh, yeah, sure. I got that photo, and I just sent it to all my mates. He's just still so humble. I think young Luke Burgess was there too, and he got a photo too with him. He's just, oh, what a legend.
Now, I don't mean to be a smarty pants. Did you ever beat the All Blacks?
Because only once.
Because I was going to say, that was the start of their golden era.
That's not a silly question.
Was that in the World Cup?
That's it. That's the only
2003.
Time. Only time. So never won a bloodsaw against them, because I think Ben Tune was in when I was in. But yeah, they were just so hard to beat, home and away. And they did have that aura about them. And that's, when we talk about Origin, I talk about New South Wales. I say those two teams are just level because they're both so hard to beat. But the All Blacks, geez, it was just something else.
Next level.
Yep. This is the Saturday Triple M Footy Show here on Triple M, of course, for Brighton's Lawyers.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's Lawyers. Protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL with Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle! Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Just over 90 minutes from Knights Melbourne at Hunter Stadium, McDonald Jones Stadium. And we'll have the teams shortly. We already know Cooper Cronk is not there. Intra Super Cup, Wente leading the Knights 12-4 halftime. That is a score update for Tyre Power. Pick up a Karcher High Pressure Cleaner when you buy four selected Continental tyres. Now, fellas, Wendell, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, plenty of tweets have come through.
Yeah.
You had your best of the best NRL flyers.
Yes.
Now, you couldn't fit them all in. You had some beauties, all of you.
Yeah.
Here are some of the ones you left out. And thank you, everyone, for your tweets. Nathan Blacklock.
Yeah. Oh,
he was on my short list.
Yeah, but he wasn't top end speed. He was there.
Brett Howland.
Yeah.
The Whippet.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Darren Clark.
Now, the 400 metre runner.
Did he play first grade, bud?
Yeah. I think he played a couple of games for the Tigers.
Played at the Tigers. Alan Jones signed him. I don't think Jeff Fenwick did ever get an NRL game.
He was a hooker,
game,
wasn't he? For Parramatta Reserve grade.
Leichhardt Wanderers, and then he had a crack with the...
Not just a hooker. He threw a good jab and an uppercut as well. Didn't
he? But in that era, he would have been a great hooker.
Yeah.
Was he like Kenny, just sat on the one? Just the one game, Kenny? Isn't he? Did Kenny play one?
Yeah, he played. I think he played one game for Parramatta,
Jeff Fenwick?
No. Paul Kent.
Okay. Steve Slippery Morris.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It says here, Steve. Greg Alexander once said Steve Slippery Morris was the fastest he'd seen.
Yeah. What did Kerry Boast did?
Brandy was pretty quick himself.
Yeah. Kerry Boast, we didn't talk to say him.
I'll tell you another one, Dan, from back in the day. Larry Corowa.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Corowa back in the day.
Larry Corowa.
Yeah, Flash.
One for our older listeners, Michael Cleary.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, didn't he run the Commonwealth gold at 100 metres?
They reckon he was quicker than Irvine.
Yeah. What about Henderson Gill? I know he didn't play, but he was in National Australia.
No, he played for South.
Oh, did he?
He played for South in 1984.
It wasn't about Boston. He was just English, wasn't he? Was it Billy Boston?
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
All right. And Scott Donnell was another. Now, he was quick. Parramatta.
At the Eels, and then he went to the Cowboys. Yeah. He went to the Cowboys.
So there we go. Thank you, everyone, for...
Thank you, guys.
Some good ones there.
I think we had them covered, though.
This is Saturday Triple M Footy. We're doing something called the NRL Stock Market.
Yes.
That is coming up right after this. One of the topics, Gerd's hosting Sunday Triple M Footy tomorrow. Do you buy, hold or sell?
Hold.
More after this. Saturday Triple M Footy for Brighton's Lawyers, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper and Wendell Saylor. Now, just to put an exclamation mark on the All Black story we were talking about, I know we're a rugby league show, but this is a big deal. The Telegraph, who broke the story, and the Courier Mail broke the story of Jerome Kano, the All Blacks legend. I think legends.
Yeah, not, I think you're right.
I think that's
absolutely. Yeah.
That he was having an affair. Well, the story here that was posted 7 minutes ago on the News Limited websites, he's been sent home. Disgraced Jerome Kano has returned to New Zealand, leaving the All Blacks Bledisloe Cup camp in Sydney after the News Limited papers revealed he had been cheating on his wife with a former Australian model. And on the story goes, with statements from New Zealand rugby just about the situation in general. So there we go. No mucking around from New Zealand rugby. All right, let's get on to our next topic here, which is this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Now,
Buy, hold, or sell. That's the name of the game, Gerds.
Yep. That's it.
And I just throw out a topic.
You throw out a topic and we all...
I tell you, who's someone
invest or not,
whose stocks are seemingly very high at the moment, that is Benji Marshall and his move to the Tigers. Do you buy, hold, or sell the very romantic Benji Marshall Tiger story?
I'm buying that, Tone. Yeah, I really like that. Ivan Cleary's obviously got that club going in the right direction, and I just think it's great for the fans and the members. I think Benji's shown enough in the past couple of seasons up there that he's serious. He wants to come back, and what better way to finish his career at his beloved Tigers? Look, he's going to have some competition, though, next year. I think he's going to be he's going to need to be open to playing different positions. They've got Josh Reynolds coming there, obviously, to play 5-8. They've got Lola Hia there. They've obviously got Luke Brooks, who's starting to play some pretty nice footy. And Connor Watson, he's going to Newcastle. Who have they got at the back?
Watson's going to Newcastle. Lola Hia is most likely going to play fullback for the Tigers. Yeah, he's playing 6 at the moment.
So he might need to, you know, think about putting his head at 9. Occasionally, Benji, but I think he's certainly capable, and I think it's a good story all around, and I'll have a little piece of that.
Yeah, I'm buying as well, Dan, because, look, earlier in the year I gave the Tigers a hell of a hard time, specifically their CEO, Justin Pascoe, for the way that they handled negotiations with those local juniors. We now know that 3 of those young guns are leaving the club. Mitchell Moses has already gone. Aaron Woods, we think, is going to go at the end of the year, provided Canterbury doesn't implode in relation to their salary cap. And obviously James Tedesco is going to join the Roosters. But I just think Benji Marshall, put the romance to one side, I actually think he's really matured during the time that he spent up at the Brisbane Broncos under Wayne Bennett. And I think that he's going to come back to West Tigers and really bring a lot to the table, not only in terms of depth, but also just the leadership that he can also provide around the club off the field.
Well, before we get to your answer, Dil, Ivan Cleary was on the 6 p.m. show, Dead Set Legends, and he said that Benji was humble enough to acknowledge that he might be used as backup, and he was okay with that. So there's been a total attitude adjustment there.
Yeah, maybe, I think sometimes your ego, sometimes it takes a hit, I suppose. When he went to rugby, it took a hit there, and then the armour started to sort of peel back a bit, and he thought, okay, went back to rugby league, and then obviously, I think he had a really good season there where Dalian points he rated high at the Dragons, and then he sort of, the Dragons offered him money, he said, look, no, I'm worth more than this. And then when there wasn't too many takers, and then Wayne came in and threw him a bit of a lifeline, and that's what Wayne does. If he thinks he can bring something to a club, you know, and as he's shown Benji, he mightn't be the Benji that he once was, but as Jared Haynes got to do, you've got to evolve and do something different. And now he understands that he wants to play one more season and get more game time with West Tigers. I'm buying. I think it's a good move for all West right. Tigers, and it's good for Benji.
Buying well all round. Yeah, because did you refer to me as Tone? Yeah. I think you might have.
Oh,
That's very humble. Very look. Oh, that is a professional.
I apologise, Tony. Yeah. I really apologise, Tony.
But I think an apology.
If you're listening over there on the app.
No. And that's fair.
It would be too.
But you got to remember, Buzz invites me to drinks out, and Tone doesn't. So please. I thought that was
you're more important to the team.
Horrible oversight. I felt for Tony.
Yeah. He hasn't recovered. There's no coincidence that he's not here this week.
He's taken off to New York.
Yeah. And I'm with him. I thought that was, come on, Buzz. Yeah. Buzz's been a great addition. But that was a poor... Well, come on. The man's been with us for years.
Yep.
Kieran Foran to the Bulldogs. Buy, hold, or sell. Wendell Saylor, you can go first.
Look, you know, I like Foz as a player, but I'm selling. Not at that price. Not with that much... Well, I wouldn't say baggage, but, like, he just doesn't seem settled, and there's always something going on in his life. You know, I'm glad that he's back in our game, but at that price... and obviously going to the Dogs, Dez is, you know, I'm not interested.
I'm selling as well, Dan. Look, I think his hamstring issues have been well documented. Then he's obviously had some other things off the field going on in his life as well. But more importantly, aside from a really strong first month of football at the New Zealand Warriors this season, he's been very much more stones than diamonds. So I'd be selling Kieran Foran.
I think the one thing Kieran needed was stability, and unfortunately, and it's not his fault. He thought, you know, everything was rosy there at the Bulldogs, but unfortunately, there's just been it's going to be change in administration, which we know about, potentially a change in the head coaching role, and all the things that Kieran thought he was going to receive from the Bulldogs are not potentially going to be there, and I don't think that's something that's going to be good for his football. So, yeah, unfortunately, the same. His form at the moment is not great, and I know he's sort of putting in at the Warriors, but he's certainly in a side that's not playing well and not producing the sort of style of football in which we've come to know. So I'm selling as well.
All right, very good. Now, can I play quickly?
Yeah.
I would say hold, because he's injury-prone and out of form, but he's better than anything they got right now, the Dogs.
Okay.
Fair call.
Is there a chance, Jimmy, that they, the Dogs...
For $1 million?
We'll say, you know what? Look, they might get rid of James Graham, so that's going to change everything anyway, but would there be a chance of going, you know, it's actually easy for us not to have Woods and or Foran's contract registered. That's actually the cleanest way to do this.
I reckon they'd be more inclined to make that call around Aaron Woods than around Kieran Foran, because if you look at the Bulldogs over the last couple of seasons, Dan, the areas where they've really struggled are key positions, 1, 6, 7 and 9. So Foran, well, he's obviously a big-name playmaker. So I'd think that they would more than likely want to keep him, but perhaps, look, they have got a fair forward pack as it is. And I know when Aaron Woods signed, a lot of people were saying, well, hang on, why are they signing a front rower? Because they don't necessarily really need that.
All right, final one, the most important one. Mm. Ryan Girdler, as host, not panellist, but running Sunday Triple M NRL with Paul Kent and Gordon Tallis and Nathan Hindmarsh. Do we hold, buy, or sell?
I'm buying. I'm all in, Dan. He'll absolutely ace it. I'll tell you why, because he's very fortunate. I listen to Sunday Triple M NRL every week, and the thing I love about Gordon Tallis and Paul Kent, they can both talk underwater with a mouthful of marbles. So Gerds has just got to steer the ship just slightly, provide a couple of nice little touches and a bit of direction here and there. And aside from that, mate, Hindy's great. He'll bring banter. He'll bring value, so yeah, I'm buying.
Yeah, I'm holding. No, I just don't. I just don't know whether Ryan Girdler can control
don't
Gordon Tallis.
No,
I just don't know whether he can. Like, you know, the Ryan Girdler that I know depends which one comes in on the day. Because when Paul Kent gets his way, and obviously Gordon Tallis, I know Hindy will be pretty sweet because Hindy's like the people's champ. But those other two, they're very hard to handle.
He's been taking notes today. He's been asking questions. He's going to be very well prepared tomorrow.
There's just a late X factor as well, Dan, a late addition to the NRL stock market. Yeah. It's just come up on my Twitter feed right now. A Triple M NRL fan has said, what about Anthony Maroon's new set of choppers? Anthony Maroon's new Barrier Reef. Anthony Maroon's new Barry Beef.
For what it's cost him.
Buy, hold, or sell. What are you doing, Wendell?
Oh, I'm just selling, man. Everything about him, I'm just selling. I'm not holding. He's just, I don't know. He just keeps making an excuse to get work done, you know. This is not good enough. That's not good enough. Anyway, just get it done.
It's cost him a week of pay. It cost him a gig on Wednesday, and it's cost him all weekend.
Yeah, plus what it costs for the actual teeth.
Teeth!
Yeah, the elephants they had to kill to get the
well, you should know, Gerds. Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah, I got a couple of pianos in there.
This is Saturday Triple M Footy.
Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good! Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Yes, indeed. We are about, an hour 15 away.
That's how I'm going to start every break
don't
tomorrow.
Don't say that. That's annoying.
Yes, indeed.
No, a bit much.
No. What else can you use? Yes, indeed. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yes, indeed.
Welcome back. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
Ryan Girdler,
I'm going to do what Maroon does. He says thank you to everyone. When they finish their little opinion piece, Maroon goes, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Paul. Yes, thank you, Gordon. I don't know what you said, but thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, you know what Maroon's like. He's not listening.
Have you ever hosted anything, Jimmy?
No, mate.
Not even like a function you've ever...
Oh, yeah, no. A mate of mine asked me to MC his wedding a couple of years back, and I've done a few little bits and pieces, like that.
You know, that's a pressure I don't need, MCing someone's wedding, because I know I'm going to stuff that up. I'm going to tell a gag, and everyone's going to be offended, and...
If it depends who it's for, Dan. I mean, if a close friend of yours came up and asked you, and I guess I did. I emceed Craig Gower's wedding.
Did you?
Yeah, and I'd never done one before, but he said, you know, would you mind doing it? And I just got up there and had some fun. Yeah, it was actually quite good. So I think it depends on, you know, who you're working for.
I've done an emceed wedding. I didn't want it because I don't like sort of, I like to be the... Not the centre of attention, but I like to be the fun.
Yes, you do.
No, I like to be the fun person.
You like
person.
To be the top dog in the yard.
No, I like to be the fun, the fun person. And but when this young bloke asked me to do it and his partner, I thought, no, why not? And I actually enjoyed it. But the thing is, you just can't get sort of... can't get pissed, you know. Yeah. You sort of got to, you know, really be on song. But it was actually quite good. It was,
yeah, and you were generous. You knocked your price down from $5 to $4.
Yeah.
But, but it was a cashy, so it all worked out.
I actually did it for nothing. He wanted to pay me. It was young Kyle Stanley, because he'd been through some tough times, and he'd asked me. And so the family went, because I love the Stanley family, and it was really enjoyable.
All right. Now, we haven't spoken about this, but a nice win by South Sydney last night. I know the opposition was pretty pedestrian, particularly after about the 20-minute mark, Gerds, but if you're a South fan, you've got to like the way they're finishing off this season.
You have to, Dan, and especially with some of these young guys coming through. They had five players play on Friday night under the age of 21, and you know, we know that they had a sprinkling of stars out. You know, Inglis hasn't played all season, and Sammy Burgess wasn't there, and they got Gagai coming to the club next year, the form of Alex Johnston. And I think, you know, Walker and Reynolds were good. And but you've got to say, not just these young guys coming through, the talent that they've exposed during this sort of this late-end push, this young Cameron Murray scored a good try the other night. He looks like a guy that's just going to contribute to that club for a long time. Campbell Graham's now had a couple of really good games back-to-back. Fui Maiano, I mean, I don't know what his best position is. I think he'll probably move into the back row again next year when Gagai and Inglis and everyone comes back, but doing a great job in the centres. And I think that their attack, they've just really changed their attack, and their set pieces are really good. And I think, you know, the speed of Alex Johnston obviously makes defensive lines really nervous, but his combination on that left side with John Sutton over the last month has been brilliant. And also last Friday night, he started sort of playing a little bit more on the right side and caused the Warriors' defence all sorts of trouble. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed the development of South Sydney in the last month or so.
You know what I reckon the Bunnies have shown, Gerds, and you just underlined it all there, is that when your season's a write-off, you can take a few risks and you can blood some young players, and they've shown that you can make it work.
Yep.
You look at the Bulldogs, and they have, you know, they've their season's been gone for a fair while as well, but you don't see them doing that. So I've got to say, I really like the way that they have decided to just
and
throw
it gives
a caution
you,
to the wind.
Gives you a lot of energy too, doesn't it? Like going into the off season, you know, you've come off like a little winning run, and everyone's a little bit more upbeat.
Bit
and
optimism.
Also, especially with recruitment, how much easier is it for your club that, you know, when you're sort of playing decent footy at the back end of the season, and there's going to be some players become available, and I wouldn't be surprised if South have got a little bit of room in their cap, given what's happening with the salary cap, and some clubs looking to move some players on. They could pick up a couple of quality players, and they won't be far away next year.
That's why I'm surprised. Even with the Dogs, you know, we've spoken about that, and we actually asked Josh Reynolds the other night, Frawley's there next year also. Now, why would you move Chase Stanley into the... I know they're trying to do something different, but if Frawley's going to be the next year, wouldn't you put him in the halves, you know, and then try and work something around him? And even young Zach Wolford, I asked him about Zach Wolford, and he said, mate, there's no doubt that he's got the potential to play sort of, you know, first grade the next 12 to 18 months.
They got a bloke called Josh Cleland as well, who's playing reserve grade for him. Yeah. Mate, he's just a try-scoring 5'8". Okay. I can't work out why he hasn't been given a crack either, given that they don't really have anything to lose.
They've used 25 players this year. The Dragons are 24, the only team who have used less. Teams that use that few amount of players.
They win the comp usually.
They're competing for the premiership.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, mate, are there perhaps second-tier cap issues or something with the Dogs?
At the Dogs, I checked this the other day because we were curious. Wendell had raised it on this show last week. And so I checked in with the NRL, and they said, no, they have still got the latitude that if they wanted to play, bring a new player in, so an untested rookie, they could still do it.
What have they got to lose?
That's it.
This is Saturday Triple M footy here. Let's take a song. We'll come back. I'm seeing here 3 and 5 is on the rundown. Now, this is Tony's specialty. I don't think I can do this. This is... he nails this segment.
You'll be right, mate. You're a trained professional.
All right, 3 and 5 after this. It is the Saturday Triple M footy show for Brighton's Lawyers. Ah, yes, indeed. It is Saturday Triple M NRL. I'm sorry, I've had the name wrong a couple of times, and it's not the Saturday Triple M NRL footy show. It is Saturday Triple M NRL. Yeah. Otherwise,
hey, Dan, have you never even been on this show for the 5 years that it's been running, have you?
No. This is a privilege.
This is your first time.
Yeah. So it's lovely to be here. It's gone quick. That's a good sign. And we've got the game coming up in about an hour with you, Gerds, and you, Wendell, and Jimmy Hooper here as well for the next hour or so. All right, let's see. I'm a bit nervous about doing this segment.
Oh, you look nervous.
This is Tony's baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love Tony's segments. Yeah. I love the 3 and 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
3 and 5. Yes.
3 and 5, everybody. everybody.
Tell you what, you to get that song stuck in your head, you're in trouble. The Sesame Street number song. So the name of the game, 3 and 5.
Yeah.
Right. Let's start here with Wendell Saylor.
Mm.
5 seconds to get 3 correct answers.
Yeah.
Name 3 hyphenated players playing today and tonight.
Adam Ashley Cooper, Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Okay. Adam Ashley Cooper, what code are you playing?
Yeah, I know.
Come on,
just,
mate. Yeah. You're on the Triple M NRL now. Forget your rah-rah days. Sean Kennedy, they brushed you. They threw you under the bus.
Of a Solomon. Oh.
Gee, that's a tough question.
Yeah. About Oriah Hargreaves. Yeah.
Did Tony do these questions or did you do these questions?
Well, I thought Tony made them, they were impossible.
That's right, no.
I'll give Wendell another one.
That's fine.
No. Name 3 kings that were named to play this weekend.
Stephen King, Jack King, Matty King, Jeff King,
Max King.
Max King, Josh King, Cameron King.
Yeah, and this, I'm the king. Yeah.
I thought he was going to say like King George.
Do you want
King
one
Henry?
More?
No, I'm done.
Okay,
mate.
He's
done.
Jimmy Hooper.
He's done.
Name 3 of the 5 youngest players right now in NRL.
Nathan Cleary.
No.
Campbell Graham.
Yes.
One could get you the cash today. I got a feeling about it.
I'll take that. Who else we got?
Campbell Graham, Nick Kotrick, Moses Sully, Kalen Ponga, Cam Murray. They're the top 5.
Murray, okay.
Okay, so here we go.
One for hoops.
I think this is the easiest one. Goods.
Okay.
That's usually how Tony works it.
Nay.
He does too.
Well, you know, we're hosts now, the pair of us. So, you know, we look after each other.
Not yet.
Name Rugby League's 3 greatest try scorers.
Irvine, Slater, Menzies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Boom.
Really? He's done it. Yeah.
Okay.
Irvine 212, Menzies 180, Slater 178. Slater, if he gets a double today, becomes the 2nd greatest try scorer in the history of New South Wales ARL Super League and ARL
Super League. That's a good sign for you. Actually, not a good sign for you because today's a good day for you. Tomorrow's going to be a crap day. You hosting. Because you're peaking. You know what it's like?
Come on, mate. The glass is half full, Wendell. He's a glass half full.
Yeah.
You want one more, Wendell?
No, no.
I'm giving you one. Honestly,
did you listen to the first 2?
this is a radio show. We're trying to promote, you know.
I've saved myself
Saturday
the last
show.
Half an hour now.
No.
He's walked away. He's head down. Yeah,
he was
out.
Named 3 teams the Storm have lost to this year. He would have got it too.
No, I don't think he would have.
He's
Cronulla.
No.
They lost to the Sharks. They lost to the Roosters.
Gold Coast.
Yes.
And they lost to the Gold Coast. There you go.
Did someone say Parramatta?
And no, you only said 3.
Okay, there we go. Well done. Well done, everybody. That was 3 in 5.
That was great.
Adam Ashley Cooper. This is Saturday. Triple M NRL. More after this.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.